Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know the vibes. I hear you, Dylon. It's a party. Yes, love it, man.
Yes, it is a party.
It's the post-draft edition of the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Rusty Manziel hanging out with us. We'll get to mic'd up and fair foul in just a second. I do want to remind you guys, we do have – the morning shift has a draft pick coming up at 8:40. You do not want to miss, obviously, that segment as we were given a compensatory pick. Tiffany Blackman on to Bigger and Better Things. And we were given a compensatory pick in her absence. And we are going to utilize that compensatory pick coming up at 8:40 today. We'll have a show announcement. But we're live from Stone Mountain Golf Club. It's the 2025 Miracle Open benefiting the Miracle for Mom Foundation. Rusty's been hanging out. Dave Archer's coming on at 8:20. But, Bo, the vibes are just high. I mean, like, everybody that walks past this table is just smiling. Dave. And now, granted, I don't know, Rusty, if it's even about the draft. They're just everybody's
city better.
I know. Everybody's in a good mood.
One of my best friends, Jason Blanton, I'll give you a shout out. My boy up in Rome, he's one of the biggest Falcons fans. This dude went to the Cowboys Falcons Monday Night Football game in like 99. Mm. May or may not went to jail out there with some Cowboy fans. He just texted me, said, "Hey, man, keep giving them hell, man. Rise up." People are so freaking pumped, man. And I think two things, Bo. I think two things that make this a perfect case scenario, and Steak could probably touch on it today. Number one, we got the right pick.
Yes.
Number one.
And
I said the whole time, I said, I don't care if it's a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah.
Let's make the right pick.
Yep.
It just so happened it was the right pick, and we got a damn Georgia Bulldog. We got a dog in that building. I already had a buddy just text me, said, "Can I buy a Jalen Walker Falcons jersey?" I said, "I'll ask Squid Billy right here."
Yeah, they're on sale
I would imagine today you'll be able to buy it. Yeah. That
Rusty,
jersey will be everywhere.
Rusty, I got the email last night about your Jalen Walker stuff.
That's awesome.
I got some stuff on Jalen Walker I want to get to. I want you to and you guys to touch on real quick before we get to fair foul. But what you just said, it's not just that they got the right pick, because they did. They got the pick right. But it for once worked out. How many times as Falcons fans have we seen the guy that we thought we wanted or that maybe even our organization wanted, and then he gets snagged maybe two to three picks before? It didn't happen this time. And then you were able to double back and get another productive edge in the best football conference the last 30 years, the SEC, also the best college basketball conference. But Jalen Walker has done something else that I think is big, is because – Jalen Walker is something, guys, that what he does is he's a guy that can spy. And we saw last year with Jaden Daniels, when they played Washington, the Falcons are shutting Jaden Daniels down. They're shutting him down. And then the second half comes, and all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels is running all over the place. And what we couldn't do was stop Jaden Daniels. Couldn't stop him. And now, because we didn't have the athleticism, Troy Anderson's hurt. You know, that's not Caden Ellis's. That's not his thing. And so you go look at it. That's how they beat us. Jalen Walker's a guy that can stop that. Jalen Walker is a guy that you can use as a spy. You know, Brian Baldinger did a great breakdown right after the pick about some of the versatility. Not only how Jalen can beat guys off the edge with his athleticism, his speed, the bend that he has, he can dip under tackles and because of his athleticism stay with a play, but they used him in that SEC championship game in 2023 against Alabama, where he's essentially spying on Burrow, and he did it effectively. You remember that game? I know that Alabama won that game, but that game was a defensive battle. It was unbelievable how it was. And look, we're not the only ones that love this pick. If you don't trust me, if you don't trust you don't trust Rusty, well, I don't know what is wrong with you. But the James Pierce and the Jalen Walker picks, Kirk Herbstreit loved it. He was on last night on ESPN's coverage, and he talked about just how much he loved what the Falcons did in round one.
I really love what Atlanta did. Atlanta got Jalen Walker, who I think could be the defensive rookie of the year. The young man out of Georgia, explosive, just nasty, can play off-ball linebacker, can come off of the edge, can blitz, can do so many different things. Then they make a trade. We were showing them, they're high-fiving, we're like, what do they have next? And then they get James Pierce, one of the better pass rushers in this draft as well, very explosive. I think he ran a 4-4 in the combine. So you get two elite pass rushers, something that Raheem Morris desperately needed, and it's exactly what he got. And I think when you not only look at talent, you look at need, I think it's hard to argue who did a better job than Atlanta picking up those two pass rushers and what they're going to be able to do. And Scott, you know from following this league, it's all about who can disrupt the quarterback and get after him. And Atlanta just took a huge step in the right direction in one night.
Man, that's awesome to hear. Finally getting national love, not getting the, I don't know what they did. You know, they had Jalen Carter there, and they took Bijan Robinson, who I love. I don't know why that is. On Kirk Cousins, and they got Michael Penix. What are they doing? No, they're loving what we're doing. It's unbelievable. Kirk Herbstreit, can't say enough. But Mike, Rusty, we saw the Falcons lose the game in Washington because we couldn't get Jaden Daniels on the ground. We had no one that could match his athleticism. Yes. I'm not saying Jalen Walker is going to outrun Jaden Daniels or whatever, but you now have a guy that we saw him, Rusty, in 2023 effectively spy Jalen Milroe in that SEC championship game. He saw him, like you talked about, run down Arch Manning. But with the addition of Pierce and Floyd, you can use him and you can take him away from the edge and use him like that.
Well, you play Alvin Kamara twice a year. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have a guy that can play a guy like that in space. And
come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy can do – he's multi-tool. I can't say enough about him. And I really don't think I didn't put a text in. We can't get in this morning because – but I would love for Jalen Walker to tell you how excited he is and what he wants to bring to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But – people, be excited about the product on the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, we got a few minutes left here. We've got to hit Fair or Foul Friday dial-in. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I plan on getting me some wings this weekend, Rusty, I'm going to throw them down. So Buffalo's Cafe always delivering in style. Dylon's going to host today. We're all three going to play Fair or Foul. Dylon, bring the thunder, baby.
All right, first one. We got to go with this. Riding on the high, Terry Fondo. Fair or Foul? Falcons had the best night one. Falcons had the best round one last night. Fair or foul? Rusty Manziel, we'll actually start with you.
I'm going fair. Is that
a slam dunk one, isn't it?
I mean, listen, everybody in the free world that knows anything about football goes, the Falcons can't rush the passer.
Yeah.
We went and got two, in my opinion, of the three best available.
Yes.
Period.
I agree with you on that one. I'm in the same boat, Dylon. It was the best possible first round I could have mapped out for the Atlanta Falcons. I think most people will echo that sentiment in the city of Atlanta, Bo.
You got third best defensive player in the draft at 15. Hell yes. Hell fair. fair hell. I don't know what to say, but yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
All right.
All right. Fair or foul? A Falcons rookie will lead the Falcons in sacks next year. Fair or foul? A rookie will lead the Falcons in sacks next year. Mike Johnson, we'll start with you.
You know, I'm feeling spicy, man. And I don't mean to take anything away from Caden Ellis or Arnold Abakady or whoever else. Whoever else you want to throw in that. Feeling spicy today. I think if you give me both those guys, if you had picked one of them and said, well, James Pierce, I don't know. Give me both those guys, one of the rookies, Rusty. Absolutely.
I'm going to say fair, and I'm going to say it's going to be James Pierce.
Okay. Oh, check you out.
Because I'm telling you, what they can use him for is they can say, go get him, man.
Yeah.
Just go third and six, go get his ass. Sick balls, baby.
Yeah,
sick balls, chopper.
I'll say fair, too. We were all three texting last night, and I text you guys, and I said, Rusty, does this mean we can unlock both these guys and use them however we want and don't rely on them to be a jack of all trades? Jalen can be the jack of all trades, but that's because of the way he's made. To your point, I think what Rusty just said about Paris is spot on.
Yeah, go get him. And one last thing on this, Jalen Walker will impact the game sometimes that don't involve stats.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
James Pierce, you're going to know how productive he is because his job is going to be to get that dude to the ground and pressure the quarterback.
See ball, hit ball.
Go get it, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I want to go a little national one here, and then we'll go back to the Falcons, I promise. Just one national one because I think this is a little interesting. You guys talked about Shadur last segment. The Browns, first pick of the second round. Fair or foul? Shadur Sanders will be the first pick of the second round later on today. Fair or foul? Bo, we'll start with you.
That's a really good question, Dylan. And I think there's a really good chance it could be fair. Because to me, I think Shadur could play into maybe that system that they have. They don't really rely on having a guy that runs. Now, the only problem is that offensive line is at times dreadful. How much of that's on Deshaun? How much of that's on the actual line? But I think that could be very fair.
I say fair because they've got to have something, man. I mean, yeah. It's just not working with Deshaun, regardless of whatever. and you know, what that contract and how far it set them back. If you can get a guy that some people had a first-round grade on,
sure.
You can get him in the second round, you got to have a quarterback. I think the Browns do it.
I'm going to cheat a little bit on this one. I'm going to say it's foul.
Okay.
Because
I know why you're going to say.
They got 36. They got 36. And in front of 36,
dude.
You got the Houston Texans and Tennessee Titans. Neither one of those need a quarterback. Yeah. So you'll pick whoever you want at 33 that you want to get in front of Houston and Tennessee.
See.
And then at 36, you would consider Shadur Sanders. So I'll cheat on you guys.
I don't like trick questions.
I was literally about to say that. If Mike didn't say it, I was literally going to say that too. That could be also an option for them. All right, back to the Atlanta Falcons. Fair or foul? Terry Fontenot. Trade up Terry. Maybe not trade up Terry, but will we see Terry make another trade before the draft is over? Fair or foul? Terry Fontenot will pull off another trade. Rusty Manziel, we're back to you.
That's tough.
I don't know that we've got anything left in the bag.
What's the capital, right?
We'll trade you something from steak on Atlanta Eats for that sixth one.
we'll trade you a breakfast sandwich, maybe a pizza.
We'll have steak come to your house and break down your grandma's Thanksgiving for that sixth
round. Got two Goldberg's gift cards.
Two Goldberg's gift cards, baby. I would say foul, man. We don't have a lot of stuff left in the bag.
Oh, man. I'll go. You know what, man? We've got 101 and 118. I think we need multiple pieces still. I think that's high enough in a round that was middle round, in a draft that was middle round heavy. I say we stay at those. I don't know that we move again, but there's always the opportunity to package those, try to move farther up in the third round.
Hey, as Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible.
I tell you what, and Terry's not playing around.
No, like, he
may not be answering for any of this.
He said these are going to be Arthur's issues, yes. Man. I ain't worried about this. I love it, man.
All right, I want to make sure we get to this one. So, Rusty, I'm sure you've heard it by now, but if not, Bo was on the show yesterday, and he said this.
If Jalen Walker fell to 15 and the Falcons didn't have to move up, I will streak through MBS.
Now, latest I've heard, Jalen Walker fell to the Falcons, and Bo didn't streak across MBS.
That audio has been tampered with.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you something. When you're on the largest radio station in the state of Georgia, one of the largest reaches in America, and you come up and make a statement like that,
what's the fair or foul here? Because the statement was foul. The visuals are foul. The statement's foul.
So, Rusty,
I say you do it in a Falcons helmet. I'll let you have a Falcons helmet on and some Crocs.
So real quick, here is the fair or foul question. Bo led Squid Nation down by punking out of streaking.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Hell,
that's
100%
fair.
Dude, this guy like a Sean Murphy home run the other night.
Bo holds everybody else accountable all the time, and he you know, the accountability factor was non-existent.
Mike Johnson, if you said that yesterday, would you ever live it down, ever on this show?
No, no.
Ever?
No.
It will be a drop for the next 30 years.
Bo, if you say foul.
I'm going to say foul because here's the thing. You can't be an effective leader on the inside. You got to be on the outside running things. So – they, you know, Squid Nation.
Oh, you're gonna be running things. You're gonna be streaking.
Unbelievable.
Hey, if they want to let me into that building, I'll run in there with a Falcons helmet. I don't know about Crocs. That might hurt myself there. But then I was
told
you'd
be fine as long as you put them in sport mode.
Hey,
yeah, no, man, no. I'm 41 years old with a bad knee. I ain't running in Crocs.
He about had to take that tube sock out of them shoes last night.
What about a Speedo?
Get a little cover.
It was. I was running a Speedo. It was also chilly last night in there. So just saying.
I tweeted that picture out from Seinfeld. I was in the pool. Oh, man, we got to go to break. Nice job, Dylan. We got to go to break, man. We're going to do we'll take a couple calls on the other side, 404-726-0929. We're going to get back into this Jalen Walker conversation. Guys, listen to me. Terry Fontenot, today, 1:30, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and both of your first-round draft picks, James Pierce and Jalen Walker, will be in the 4 o'clock hour today with Dukes and Bell. You do not want to miss that.